for Feltco. Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. I can't believe this. So the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, JS Online, has a follow-up story on the crash that I referenced earlier in the show. Here's the follow-up headline. Listen to this. Authorities ID Uber crash victims. Now, if you hear that, what does it sound like? That an Uber car was involved in a crash. Well, it was. It was hit by another vehicle, a Lexus, that ran a red light in Milwaukee. And they are just obsessed with this story to make it about Uber. As it turns out, the vehicle that was struck was an Uber driver vehicle. But they just... The three women who were killed in a crash early Sunday while riding in an Uber car were identified by the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office as, and then it names the women, they're all of Chicago. They happen to be in a car that's an Uber car, Uber driven, when another car went through a red light and hit them. And the Journal Sentinel is convinced that this story is about Uber. I have never seen anything like this. According to social media posts, the 41-year-old Uber driver is Tim Snyder, and he is being treated at a hospital. The post says Snyder is undergoing treatment for a slow-moving heart attack caused by the accident. He also cracked ribs and vertebra and damaged his aorta, which caused internal bleeding. According to Uber's website, if an accident occurs when the Uber driver is carrying a passenger, the passenger and driver are covered under Uber's $1 million liability coverage policy. Uber also provides $1 million of insurance coverage for accidents with uninsured or underinsured drivers. Yeah. I'm not trying to make light of this, but Earl makes a good point. If Tim Snyder was in a crosswalk walking and he was hit by a car that ran a red light, would the headline say, Uber driver struck and killed? I understand Uber has had its issues. And I think Uber has brought some of its own problems on itself. That said, the media has decided that Uber is bad. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing they didn't come out with rich dude in a hurry and Lexus runs light with patent disregard for public safety, kills three. Well, I don't know. How do you know the person's rich because they're driving a Lexus? It may have been stolen. By the way, some email thoughts on the binge drinking. Jerry, did you binge? By whose definition? Is it like... anything liberals want to control, they define it. What's the definition of climate change or hate speech? Again, the CDC has a specific definition, but all over the internet, you will see things that say five drinks at one time. Now, I suppose you can assume that means one after the other, after the other, after the other, but it doesn't say that. And I think it's like so many things, while binge drinking, people sitting down and quickly drinking alcohol with the express purpose, of getting intoxicated, I think that's a real problem. But I think we have expanded that the same way we have expanded the definition of bullying, which is a real problem. The same way we have, I believe, exaggerated campus rape, which is still a real problem. It truly is. By the way, in my life, I'm pretty sure I have met the definition of binge drinking. But I think it is just a problem that we have where we insist upon, if they don't think a problem, and it's usually the left when I say they, if they don't think a problem's getting enough attention, they then decide they have to expand the definition of the problem. I want to turn my attention now to what is a big, big business story, but it's so big a business story, it transcends the business pages or business section of whatever website you go to. You could tell someone's age when they still use the old front page, back page. Well, I have a print edition of the Wall Street Journal right in front of me. This is the weekend edition. AT&T is nearing an agreement to buy Time Warner. In fact, that deal's been reached. That would set a milestone in the converging media and telecommunications sectors and unleash a far-reaching reordering of the industry as rivals are spurred to attempt their own deals. The deal would unite AT&T's wireless broadband and satellite TV brands with Time Warner's entertainment empire, which includes cable networks such as TNT, TBS, CNN, the prized HBO channel, and the Warner Brothers Film and Television Studio. This is very simple. What it comes down to is this. You have a merger of a content provider and a distribution system. This is seen as absolutely terrifying. It's an $85.4 million deal for AT&T to buy Time Warner. And what the concern here is that this, creates I'm logging in here. If you hear that booming going on, it creates a monopoly, including possible opposition from U.S. antitrust authorities and objections by lawmakers and media and telecom rivals. Even before the deal was announced Saturday night, members of Congress, industry groups, and Donald Trump began to question it, contending the combination of AT&T's millions of wireless and pay television subscribers, of which I am one, with Time Warner's stable of TV networks and programming would limit competition and hurt consumers. Now, I am a trust buster. I do believe that things can be, if you will, too big to sail. I, however, think this has been misused in the past. Mr. Trump said if elected, he wouldn't approve the deal because it's too much concentration of power in the hands of too few. Yeah, AT&T was busted up because it was a monopoly and they broke it into the baby bells and everything else. Well, remember Microsoft. Microsoft, too big. Well, ultimately what happened is someone figured out a way to beat Microsoft. Here is the concern. They're concerned a combined AT&T, Time Warner, would just own both sides of the cow, if you will. They would sell the hay that feeds it and they would get the milk. Former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders on Sunday called on the administration to block the merger. This deal would mean higher prices and fewer choices for the American people. On NBC's Meet the Press, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine said he shared the concerns and questions raised by Democratic Minnesota Senator Al Franken that the deal could lead to higher costs and fewer choices. Pro-competition and less concentration, I think, is generally helpful, especially in the media. Experts compared the deal to the acquisition by Comcast of NBC Universal, which went through in 2011 after 13 months of review. U.S. regulatory officials and rivals have expressed concerns that some government conditions regarding Comcast behavior, such as its requirement to not weigh in on strategic decisions at streaming service Hulu, were tough to monitor and enforce. So, of course, AT&T says nothing to worry about here. Chief Executive Randall Stephenson played down the objections from lawmakers, politicians, and industry groups, arguing the combination of a content provider and a distributor didn't increase industry concentration and wasn't the kind of deal regulators take issue with. And I'll get to that because this is an interesting point. It's going to have to go through a regulatory review process that is dictated by rules, regulations, and laws, Mr. Stephenson said in an interview. I can't control what politicians say and feel about it. What these rules do is to try to keep you from cornering too much of one market. In other words, if this was one distribution arm merging with another distribution arm to control all of distribution in America, okay? Or one content provider merging with another content provider, and pretty soon they pretty much were the only content provider in America. What AT&T is arguing is saying that, look, this isn't the issue here. That what you have essentially is a content provider and a distribution arm merging. And that's not what these laws are about. It's not the kind of deal that regulators take issue with. AT&T affirmed Sunday that it will continue to run Time Warner's media assets autonomously amid concerns among current and former staff, particularly at CNN, that editorial independence might be compromised. CNN is an American symbol of independent journalism and First Amendment free speech. My board and I are clear. CNN will remain completely independent from an editorial perspective. In 2011, AT&T had an acquisition of T-Mobile U.S. Inc. blocked. Regulators' questions will likely focus on whether AT&T would favor content acquired from Time Warner if the merger would lead to higher prices or if it would widen the playing field by making AT&T a stronger competitor. This is going to be a very interesting process to watch. Because typically, when you think of monopolies, you do think of two companies merging to basically corner the market on a single product. This came up with the two satellite radio companies merging. Nobody really cared because they still had such a small percentage, even combined, of the overall radio market compared to terrestrial radio. So that's what the concern is here, usually. I mean, didn't the measure used to be more than half of whatever the market was? If they controlled that, well, that... Here's where this gets intriguing. Because obviously tying product with distribution does give you an advantage in both. You're a huge distribution arm, and now you have a huge content provider. A huge content provider, and this huge distribution arm can favor you. I don't have an immediate knee-jerk response to this the way seemingly everybody else does. Hillary Clinton actually took a more measured approach, said she'd have to study it. Donald Trump immediately said he didn't like it. Other Republicans immediately said they didn't like it. Bernie Sanders said he didn't like it, far, far lefty. Al Franken said he didn't like it, far, far lefty. I have a more measured response. I mean, I would have to study this. After all, this is the dream scenario the NFL wanted. Their goal for the NFL network was to end up being the only distribution of NFL games. They wanted to be their own distribution arm. They didn't want to have to pay those ridiculous billions of dollars to the TV networks. They wanted to distribute their own product. It hasn't worked out for them very well. One, because they've done it horribly. But that was their goal. That's always the Holy Grail. To be able to have both. I don't know. I certainly see the concerns about higher prices for both product and distribution. It's a possibility. But I'm not ready to say this is terrible and it should be stopped. I think that's knee-jerk. And I think Trump and Republicans and Sanders and other Democrats are all being knee-jerk reactive to this. That's not to say it shouldn't go through a thorough vetting and through the regulatory hurdles. That's fine. But Trump immediately declaring he would stop it, there's an argument that consolidation in the radio industry, because it streamlined the cost of operating radio stations, provided more options. You no longer had two AM stations competing against the same thing if they could be, or FM stations, if they could be owned by the same owner. He or she isn't going to put two news talk or two sports talk stations on. And the belief is, in that regard, for the self-interest of the owner, they actually provided more variety for the consumer. It's a very interesting debate. And I'm not ready to condemn this. I'm not ready to say it's perfect. But it is not what you're usually looking at in monopoly issues. 10:51.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.